Beginning about 1840, a group calling itself the Massachusetts School Committee held a series of secret discussions involving many segments of New England political and business leadership. Stimulus for these discussions, often led by the politician Horace Mann, was the deterioration of family life that the decline of agriculture was leaving in its wake. A peculiar sort of dependency and weakness caused by mass urbanization was acknowledged by all with alarm. The once idyllic American family situation was giving way to widespread industrial serfdom. Novel forms of degradation and vice were appearing. And yet, at the same time, a great opportunity was presented. Plato, Augustine, Erasmus, Luther, Calvin, Hobbes, Rousseau, and a host of other insightful thinkers sometimes referred to the Boston Athenaeum as the Order of the Quest, all taught without compulsory universal schooling, the idiosyncratic family would never surrender its central hold on society to allow utopia to become reality. Family had to be discouraged from its function as a sentimental haven, pressed into the service of loftier ideals, those of the perfected state. Man saw that society's guards and securities had to increase because an unsuspected pathological phenomenon was following the introduction of mass production into life. It was producing artificial wants. It was multiplying the temptation to accumulate things. But the barbarous life of the machine laborer made family ideals a hollow mockery. Morality could no longer be taught by such families. Crime and vice were certain to explode unless children could be pried away from their degraded custodians and civilized according to formulas laid down by the best minds. Barnes Sears, Mann's Calvinist colleague, saw the rapid growth of commercial mass entertainment catering to dense urban settlements as a current of sensuality sweeping everything before it. Former bucolics, who once looked to nature for entertainment, were now pawns in the hands of worldly wise men vending commercial amusement. Urban confinement robbed men and women of their ability to find satisfaction outside the titillation of mechanical excitation. Whoever provided excitement became the master. Mann's other colleague, George Boutwell, who would inherit the leadership of New England education from Sears, argued that a course must be selected from which there could be no turning back. Urbanization spelled the collapse of worker families. There was no remedy for it. Fathers were grossly diverted by non-agricultural labor from training their own children. Claims of a right to society and fashion led to neglect by mothers, too. As in some languages, there is no word which expresses the true idea of home, said Boutwell. So in our manufacturing towns, there are many persons who know nothing of its reality. Close quote. Mann proclaimed the state must assert itself as primary parent of children. If an infant's natural parents were removed, or if parental ability failed, as was increasingly certain, it was the duty of government to step in and fill the parent's place. Mann noted that Massachusetts had a long tradition of being parental in government. His friend Sears described the state as a nourishing mother, as wise as she is beneficent. Yet, should difficulties arise, the state might become stern, as befits a ruling patriarch. Close quote.